Coach Show's here on 92.1 KMZ. I'm Corinne Proppitt alongside here head coach of the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. This Axel Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Stay in Bank and Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. 57 consecutive wins, 5-0 here now on the season. A big win last Friday over Wakefield, 46-0. Now back-to-back weeks here where the Axel Eagles have managed to score all of their points in the first quarter and allowing their starters to rest right before the start of the second. Again, here with head coach Eric Detweiler. Coach, what can you tell me about the win on Friday last week?
Yeah, you know, our kids just continue to come out with great energy and attitude towards what we need to do and fundamental football and just kind of hit the ball rolling, like you said. We just kind of scored all of our points in the first quarter and allowed to get us our JV guys who played in there, some valuable JV time in the second quarter. And just playing well right now and just kind of rolling.
Well, again, here on the statistical side of things, your defense only allowed a total of 33 yards offensively. How many of those yards were given up in the first quarter, though?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know that stat off the top of my head. But, it's about the same. You know, our defense does a good job with our JV guys comes in there. And got some valuable playing time for those guys. And they best their tails in practice at the same time, so it's good to get those guys on the field as well.
And taking a look here, Wyatt Detweiler, week after week, you're commanding your offense. He had another nice night, 99 yards off six total rushes, two touchdowns. And then he also, in the air, added 116 yards, three touchdowns, went 7 of 8. We talk about how every week and really your offense, they have found a nice balance here week six of the season.
Yeah, he did a good job. Actually, the one incompletion was a drop pass right through the receiver's hands. He kind of just bounced off his chest, actually, there and fell off. So, yeah, but he's been doing a nice job for us. He kind of sprays the ball around and kind of getting to learn through his reads on what he's reading, pre-snap reads before the defense, if they're shifting around or on motion or whether they're in man or zone. So, yeah, our offense is balanced. You know, we got multiple weapons that can catch the ball at the same time. We got multiple guys that can run the ball. You know, we got speed. So, yeah, we're doing just a good job.
Back-to-back weeks here, you have pretty much won by the end of the first quarter, putting all your points up in that first quarter. What has led to that early explosiveness in these back-to-back games?
Well, I think it starts with, film study, honestly. I think our guys do a good job of going over what each opponent is trying to do for us, against us and stuff. And we work on that all week in practice and try to obviously predict what they're trying to do. But that's kind of hard to do. But, our guys do a good job of understanding what they're trying to do to us and defensively just do a great job of shutting.
Well, this week Axel will exit out of district play as well as league play here. They'll take on St. Paul here this Friday. We'll talk more about that in our second segment here of the Coaches Shows. Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA, continuing our coaches' shows here with head coach of the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. It's Axel Eagles Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Hot start here for the Axel Eagles on the season, 5-0 on the start, but here they will both leave the Twin Valley League play and as well as the district play. They take on St. Paul here this Friday. Coach, what can you tell me about the team you're facing?
Well, the long bus ride to start with, about 3.5-4 hour drive for us down in Southeast Kansas to go play St. Paul. They got a coach that, used to coach their team and was a pretty good, did a really good job. And then, he kind of retired and then kind of took back over 2 years and kind of got the program in the right direction again. Watching them on film this year, you can definitely tell that, they're playing fundamental football. They got a quarterback that is, you can throw the ball. It's pretty, pretty athletic, can scramble, if the pass route ain't open and he does a good job of going through his reads. So, like I said, they're on the right direction. They're heading, good football team right now. They're well coached. I'd say they're balanced, pretty well balanced. And honestly, they run quite a bit off the same offense that we do. So, we're familiar with it. We just got to be able to stop it.
Last week, St. Paul, they lost 46-0 against Central Christian Cougars. Right now, the number 5 ranked team in 8-man Division 2. In that game, they allowed 289 rushing yards and giving up nearly 12 yards a carry. How are you going to be able to insert your offense in that position and also get some just terrific stats?
Yeah, you're right. They kind of got blanketed last week, but the week before that, they put up, I think, 70 points. So, obviously, Hutch Central Christian is a good team. I actually got to watch that film on Huddle there, and I thought, Hutch Central did a good job of maintaining their blocks against them. But obviously, they're going to go this week and work on what the weaknesses were last week, and we just got to kind of exploit what their weaknesses are, whether it's the run and pass game, and and, you know, do a good job of adjusting to what they did. You know, last year we played them. They played a defense that they played in the first four or five games, and then they come out and played us and played an entirely different defense, if my memory recalls correct. So, you know, their coach does a good job of adjusting. And so we're just going to have to learn to adjust on the fly and adapt as the game goes along.
So lastly, a fun fact here. Right now, this Axel's team actually trails this all-time series 3-2. But last year, of course, you got that second win in the series 68-0 over St. Paul. What are some final keys here before this matchup this Friday between you and St. Paul that can tie up that series?
Well, you know, just hopefully don't let the long bus ride affect us, you know, and continue to play fundamental football. We're obviously still making mistakes. You know, we make mistakes every week, and we go over that on film study and you know, can continue to get better on those, whether, you know, we got some guys that aren't running our, you know, pass routes as sharp as I'd like, or, you know, our defensive coverage has got a few holes in it to where we're just not quite where we need to be. And you know, I want us to get better on those and, you know, just play fundamental football and you know, hopefully we can get better every week.
Coach, thank you for joining us. As always, I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That was head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles. Again, a 5-0 start, 57 consecutive wins. They look for win number 58 in a non-district, non-league game this Friday against St. Paul.